The woman who was bent over, taken from Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. Some of you are bent over like this woman we just read about. You're a believer, and no one can see your handicap, which is as a result of some incident some time ago that has left you embittered, resentful, angry, rejected, or even hurt. Your condition did not stop Jesus from coming into your life to be your Lord and Savior. But you still need Jesus to get rid of the spirit of infirmity that you're still carrying. At the synagogue where this handicapped woman regularly went to worship, a Galilean preacher and prophet, Jesus of Nazareth, had arrived in town and would be teaching there. She and the others in town had heard reports about Jesus, how he talked about the kingdom of God arriving soon, and how he healed sick people. She was not sure how many of the rumors to believe, but she was trying not to get her hopes up. Her life already had too many disappointments to count. When she entered the synagogue, the place had an atmosphere of excitement. As Jesus began to teach, however, the room was quiet. Moments later, his words turned from teaching to invitation. He had caught her eye. He leaned over and inclined his head to do so. "Come here," he said to her. She slowly made her way to the front of the assembly. What happened next amazed the whole congregation. "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When this man Jesus spoke those words and put his hands on her back, bent body, she felt power surge through her. Without hesitation, she straightened her once crooked back. She stood tall and praised her God. As we go through this text today, I want you to bear in mind that God is not just talking only to this woman, but he's also talking to you, the church, his woman, his bride, which is made up of men and women. This woman is a clear picture of the femininity in the ministry today. She represents the aspect of being able to care and look after others. But she couldn't do this because of her physical condition. She is here. She's in the church, but she's bent over and cannot raise herself up. And she's had a problem from way back then that affects her now. If we're going to get healing, we need God's word now to address the root cause of the problem way back then when it happened. And the Bible gives a history of her condition. It says that she didn't just get like this today. It says she had been bent over and couldn't raise herself up for 18 years. Now, most of the things that you are wrestling with today came from way back then. And it's been there a long time. And progressively, decay has set in and you have become bent over. And the problem is not that you can't lift other people, but you also can't lift yourself. You're lifting everybody else. You're lifting your friends, your children. If you're married, you're lifting your husband. You're encouraging others. You're a source and help for other people to be blessed. And today I want you to understand that God is going to bring you to a place where you can lift others as well as yourself. You see, at the end of verse 11, it says that in no way could she raise up herself. Well, in order for the Bible to say that, she must have tried to lift herself. In the same way, you may be carrying a spirit of infirmity that is as a result of something which occurred to you some time ago. It's not that you're in this condition and haven't tried to lift yourself. It's that you have tried and did not seem to have the strength within you to do it. It's a sad thing to be able to lift everybody else, but you can't lift up yourself. Because after everybody has come to you and received help from you, you have helped them. And sometimes you've even become envious of them, because afterwards you're not able to be restored yourself. And it's just as if the patient leaves better than the doctor. God wants you also to be well. The Bible says in verse 11 that she had a spirit of infirmity. Please note that it says in actual fact that the source of her infirmity was a spirit. In other words, the situation that caused the sickness has gone. But the spirit that caused the situation is still there. So you can see, many times you are wrestling with spirits of incidents that have long since gone. Spirits of divorce. Now, divorce does something so awful that God condemned it and hated it. In the beginning, it was not so. Divorce insults you. It violates you. It betrays your trust. It leaves you afflicted, bent over, questioning your own worth. And that experience leaves you wrestling with the spirit that affects your heart for years to come. As I said, things like divorce, abuse, rejection, being not accepted in the family, making you feel like an outcast. Sometimes you find yourself in a relationship which doesn't work or didn't work, and everybody else thinks it's not so important. But that relationship affected you for the rest of your life. You can always tell where the pain is coming from, because periodically, your mind just drifts back to what happened way back then. Even when you've had a bad day at work, or maybe the car breaks down, the pain that you feel in your heart is not coming from those situations. It's coming from the spirit of infirmity which took root way back then, so many years ago. Now, you are not in the same condition as this woman that we're talking about. She is outwardly crooked. But as I said in the beginning, something from your past has left you with the spirit of infirmity and affects you the same way. Inwardly, you are inwardly crooked and you need help. And I pray that God will help you today to find the answer, to straighten yourself up without bitterness, without anger, without resentment. I would like you to participate in the following prayer. And afterwards, those who would like to be delivered from the spirit of infirmity can come forward. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, many of us are suffering as a result of incidents which took place in our lives way back then. Have mercy upon us, O God, and deliver us from the spirit of infirmity that has been affecting our lives and our health and has left us bent over inside. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is great.